and welcome to the first episode of Financial Fornication Podcast. I am here to help you to have a more sexier and healthier relationship with your money. My name is Tara Jackson, aka Madam Money, and wanted to talk to you today about those pesky financial STDs. Yes, substantially tremendous debt. There's a lot of people that are suffering in silence with financial STDs, and I want to give you some tips and some cures to be able to help you to overcome or to eliminate or avoid financial STDs. So this is a common financial disease when we're financially promiscuous with credit cards, right? Not just one, but multiple within that. And we may have all these financial one-night stands using credit cards instead of cash. And then we end up with these financial STDs, substantially tremendous debt, and they are painful. And the thing about financial STDs is that it not only infects and affects the person, but it infects and affects the people around them, their family members. So when they have all of this debt and they want to travel, they can't. They got to work so they can pay off debt, or if they want to buy some things, they can't because they got to pay off debt. And then the more debt you have, the more it affects the credit score, and it affects your ability to either get a job or to get the utilities or to get the vacation or to get that loan or that new car or that new house. So one of the things we want to focus on is how do we avoid and how do we cure these financial STDs. But before we go into that, I want to talk about some of the common symptoms of financial STDs. So you may have a financial STD if you have increasingly and growing debt. So you want to eliminate the debt and, you know, pay down the debt, but it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You may notice that the required minimum of your credit cards or your lines of credit keep increasing because it's based on the balance. And so the more that increases, the more it affects your household bills. You may have financial STDs if you have inconsistent or missed or late payments. You knew you were fine in the beginning, but now all of a sudden you kind of missed that month. Now you owe 2 months and it becomes very, very challenging to make those payments and you need payment plans. Or you get those phone calls from the collectors. So that is a sure sign. So some of the severe consequences or the painful side effects of those financial STDs is that now you possibly have to tap into, or you're not able to build your savings for your emergencies or opportunities. You reduce your credit score. So the more debt that you have out there may negatively affect your credit report and your credit score. You may have a rise in your interest rates on your loans. Again, the phone calls from those collection agencies will increase as well. So what I want to do is provide you with some tips on how to cure some of those financial STDs. Okay. The first thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you perform some form of financial abstinence. Financial abstinence is that you just stop. Stop using the credit card, stop borrowing money, because you have to have a basis. So think about it this way. If someone has a STD, the doctor's going to tell them, hey, you might want to stop having sex and take the medication. How about that? So it's the same thing with your finances. If you have a financial STD, then you want to stop using credit. Stop using those credit cards. So you may want to, you don't necessarily have to shut them down if they're not already shut down, but you want to eliminate from having to use them or for using them. So stop borrowing. Also, you want to determine how much do you owe. You know, list out all of your debt that you have, your balances, the payments, the interest rates. And then you want to walk up the mountain, don't run. So what I say is do the snowball effect. Pay off the smallest one, and then once that paid off, then use that money to pay off the next one. There's several different ways that you can pay off debt, but you do the one that you're going to be able to reward yourself. So if you want to do the highest interest rates, do that first. If you want to do the highest balance, do that. But I usually like starting with the lowest balance. So when I pay that off, I feel a sense of accomplishment, and I use the money that I paid, that I used to pay that debt off, and I apply it to the next debt, and then the next debt, and then the next debt. And so that helps me to reduce the pain and reduce the financial STD or the financial dis-ease. Now, one of the things that you do want to do is you want to do that financial checkup. The financial checkup should be done annually, just like your physical checkup. So there's certain things that you need to look for when you're doing that financial checkup. The first thing you want to do is you want to check your spending plan or check your budget. Make sure that you are allocating the funds where it needs to go that falls in line with your financial goals. Now, most people say the budget is used to make sure you have money for everything. I don't agree with that. I believe that you should create a budget and apply the money to those areas that will fulfill your financial goals. And if it's not going to fulfill your financial goals or keep you away from your financial goals, then get rid of it. Why keep paying into something that's not going to help improve your financial life? So that's why you have to do that spending plan checkup, that budget checkup. The next thing that you want to check is you want to check your credit report. You can do it for free, annualcreditreport.com. You can get a copy of all three credit reports. You want to check to make sure the information is correct, that your name, address, social security number, date of birth, your employment, whatever data is correct. Also, the trade lines that are on there. Because what people won't tell you is that credit reporting agencies, they don't use your social security number or date of birth as a determining factor of who you are, identifying factor. They only use your name and your address. So if someone has a similar name than you, they could possibly have trades on your credit report, or the information from the financial institution may be incorrect or outdated, which is having an effect on your credit report. So make sure you check your credit report at least once a year. Again, you can get free credit reports at annualcreditreport.com. And then you can check your credit score. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of places where you can check your credit score, but most of them are, if not all of them, are educational scores. Now, FICO, my dude FICO, they are a public institution, or a privately owned institution. They are not owned by the government. So Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian are privately owned companies. They're in the business of selling information, and they're in competition with one another. So they don't communicate with one another. And so if one is reporting, if your one trade is reporting on one of them, just because it's reporting there doesn't mean it's going to report on all three, because that is determined by the financial institution. And if they decide if they want to report to all three or one or two. And then they're in the cahoots with their boy FICO. FICO is a Fair Isaac company. It is a scoring company that uses data and creates an algorithm for credit scores. And there are thousands and thousands of credit scores. You have credit scores for utility companies, for auto dealerships, for medical agencies, for insurance companies, for financial institutions, also for educational credit scores as well. So the ones that you're going to pull from organizations like Credit Karma, one of my favorites, they're a good gauge as to if you are, you know, great, good, fair, or poor. But you may find that when the financial institution pulls that credit report, it's probably going to be a variance between 30 to 60 points. And so don't be surprised if the educational score that you see is different than the financial institution score, because it's a different scoring model. That's not to say that you shouldn't pull it and you shouldn't check it, because it does give you a gauge as to where you are. It's like taking your blood pressure at home with something that you bought at a pharmacy store versus actually going to the doctor and they're using their different equipment and the blood pressure is different. Well, if it's around the same amount, you know, it may not be perfect and it may not be the same, but you have a good idea of where you are. Same thing with your credit score. So when you do those financial checkups, when you check that budget, check your credit, and check your credit score, and not only that, check your insurance policies. Make sure you have enough. Make sure you have the right beneficiaries on those. If you don't have insurance, get a licensed insurance agent like me to review or to go over or to educate you about your different options. Check your investment portfolio, your 401k, your IRA. If you don't have an investment portfolio or retirement portfolio, talk to a licensed person or licensed professional so that they can help you begin the process of planning for your future. Once you do that, that's going to help you to create that plan, have that checkup so that you can focus on curing those financial STDs. Now, there's different types of medications for financial STDs, okay? So I want to give you just a few, and then you can read the rest of them in my book, Financial Fornication. But if you have some symptoms like frequently overdrawing your checking account, you're no more than 30 days late on your loans, or you have no money for savings, one of the things that you want to do, or the financial prescription is that, is some financial medication. That consists on modifying your spending habits by developing a budget or a spending plan, as simple as that. So the medication is the action of creating or modifying your spending plan and your budget. Maybe some of your symptoms are severe overdrawing your checking accounts. You're using credit cards to pay household bills. You've maxed out or you're maxing out your credit cards. You're always in between 30 days or 60 days late on loan payments, and you have no money for savings. Well, that financial prescription is going to be financial abstinence with financial medication. Exactly. So stop using those revolving credit. Reduce or stop the miscellaneous spending for a little bit until you can get control, develop that spending plan, and then contact your financial institution to see if you can establish a payment plan on your delinquent accounts or your negative accounts. Again, those are just a few tips and few financial medications for those financial STDs. To learn more about financial STDs and how to cure them or avoid them, go to Amazon.com or MadamMoney.com. That's MadamMoney.com, and get your copy of Financial Fornication. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any financial questions, please let us know, and we will definitely answer your questions on the Financial Fornication podcast.